Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show for Saturday, August 8th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, as I do every second Saturday of the month at 2 p.m. Central Time. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunity that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive action that make their dream a reality. I know a little about that myself as I've had 10 careers. My first career after arriving in the United States was as a fashion model. Then I was a singer on the MCA label, a corporate consultant for Accenture, and today I'm a professional speaker, a trainer, author of 5 books and 3 blogs, certified professional coach, and radio show host. So let's set the tone for today's show. John Burroughs said, "The lesson which life repeats and constantly enforces is, look under your foot. You are always nearer the divine and the true sources of your power than you think." It is also John Burroughs who said, "Leap and the net will appear." Today's show, by the way, is brought to you by Jazz Communications International. They specialize in personal development, coaching, and training. Jazz Communications focuses on improving communications, managing people and expectations, increasing interpersonal skills, promoting respectful communications, and conflict resolution. Visit them online at www.jadcommunications.com and use the contact page to request more information. We have an amazing show for you today. Joining us later will be Tene Bernard. Today's show is titled, "Proving the World Wrong. When all odds are stacked against you, what can be done to ensure you don't become a societal statistic?" Here's the thing. The headline caught my attention immediately. It said, "Single mom goes from America hustle to living her dreams in Abu Dhabi." It was in the Huffington Post, and the story was truly inspirational. In 2013, her life in shambles, Tene Bernard picked up her 3 children and moved to Abu Dhabi. And according to the article, since their move to the UAE, the kids have grown and matured beautifully. After dealing with the reality of their parents' divorce, they were excelling, currently attending an American curriculum private school where they are learning Arabic and French. And I knew immediately I had to have her as a guest on my radio show. She is the epitome of what the show is about, finding and living your dream. I don't know if I could have been so brave when I was a single mother, and I will ask her to share her journey with us on this show. So let me tell you a little bit about Tene Bernard. There are times in our lives when we need a beacon of hope, a bright, shining light pointing northward as a reminder that our dreams are within our grasp. Tene Bernard is that beacon for mothers. Originally from Beaumont, Texas, an inspirational divorced mother of 3 has captured the world's heart as a woman of courage, strength, and personal power. Her story shares the common pain that all women face who are struggling to know their worth. Tene chose fearlessness over comfort, adventure over familiarity, and has become the new face for single mothers living abroad with children. Tene desires to help women recapture their dreams and uses her story about her personal struggle and bold pursuit of change as a catalyst for women to soar. Convinced that there had to be more for her and her children, Tene wouldn't allow spousal abuse, marital woes, financial hard times, dependence on public assistance, or suicidal thoughts to continue to be her reality. She shares those ugly truths to help empower women to continue seeking greater opportunity for their family. Due to out-of-the-box thinking, Tene now has financial freedom, a peaceful home, thriving children, and the ability to travel the world with her children. Her new normal is because she accepted an opportunity abroad that offered the things she lacked and desired in the United States. Dedicated to service, Tene has always loved technology and the idea of where it may take our youth. Representing a very powerful minority, women educators in technology, Tene holds a Bachelor of Science in Industrial Technology from Lamar University and an Associate of Applied Science in Process Operating Technology from Lamar Institute of Technology. Additionally, she has teaching certification in generalist studies, technology, and teaching English as a second language. Her classroom experiences include teaching middle school age children engineering and woodshop for 2 years in Houston, and serving as a substitute teacher and tutor in STEM areas for 2.5 years in Beaumont. Currently, she has been teaching to high school students in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. Tanae values her role as an African-American female educator in Abu Dhabi and is committed to being an instrumental tool in shaping the way her students view others in our vastly growing global community. Pursuing her dream to provide the best possible life for herself and her children, Tanae's decision to accept an international teaching opportunity has transformed her life and the lives of her children forever, empowering her children to believe in themselves, their talents, and to see the world as their playground has been the most rewarding of all her experiences. Her once quiet and timid children are now engaged, involved, and excelling academically due to their new view of the world and themselves in it. Before leaving the United States, Tanae and Ayana, who is 10, Xavier, who is 9, and Desmond, who is 8, had never experienced international travel. Now they've traveled to Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Thailand, and United Arab Emirates. Additionally, she's been able to visit Bahrain, France, the United Kingdom, Netherlands, Mexico, and Italy. Tanae desires to help more women remove the glass ceiling that they've placed on their own lives and to open up their hearts to a new normal. And by the way, you can learn more about her at her website, which is Tanae Benard, TanaeBenard.com. Welcome, Tanae.
Hi, thank you so much for that awesome intro.
I had to share all of it because it's so inspirational and amazing. I wanted to make sure that people got a good understanding of who you are, and you're such a perfect fit for the show that I'm just thrilled to have you as a guest. So my first question is, has your view of America changed since moving to Abu Dhabi?
Yes, it definitely, most definitely has changed. You know, originally everyone sees America as America the Great, and I love my country, you know, with all my heart. But once you move away, you start to see things differently. You know, when we come back to visit, like I visited recently with my kids and with my children, and I have to explain some things that I feel like I shouldn't have to explain to my children. I have to explain situations like Sandra Bland. I have to explain situations like the Baton Rouge, the Lafayette movie theater shooting. And I feel like every time I have to explain something like that to them at their age, I'm taking a little piece of their innocence away. And now that we're in another country, we don't have those issues. I don't have to have that conversation about walking, talking, or, you know, being black in America with my children. So I'm able to shield them, unfortunately, from that, you know?
Yes. What would you say to anyone who wants to try something different but refuses to because of the fear of the unknown?
You can't live in fear. You can't let fear run your life. You'll never succeed that way. And in order to do something, you have to jump. You have to be ready to step out on faith, because when you do jump, you may spread wings and soar and actually succeed in the thing that you thought you would fail in. So it's very critical that you eliminate that fear. You eliminate that what if factor, because everyone thinks, oh, well, what if I fail? You know, what if I don't make it? But what if you actually do? Then what? The possibilities become, you know, open to anything. Yes. And not only does that affect you, but it affects your children in a positive manner. Absolutely. Because then your children start learning the concept of stepping out on faith as well. And they'll start trying things that they've never tried before and getting positive results as well.
Yes, they call that leading by example.
Exactly.
How has exposing your children to the world changed them?
Oh my goodness, I just see my children flourishing. Because you have to remember, these are children that grew up in the projects. And for us to go and move to another country, now they're speaking on a global view. like when they describe their friends, they're no longer describing their friends. If you ask them about their best friend, they no longer say, oh, the black girl, the white girl. They don't see color anymore. They'll describe their friend as, oh, that she's from India, she's from Canada, or my son has a friend from Syria. So now they have friends all over the world. So as they get older, they can go and visit them.
Yeah.
You know, also they're learning different languages now. They're learning Arabic and French. So I could see my children being maybe analysts for Homeland Security one day. So it opens up what they're able and capable of doing in the future.
Absolutely. Now, as a single parent, former welfare recipient, and recent divorcee, how did you manage to beat the odds? And I'm asking you because I was once a single parent, and I have been divorced, so I know those are very, very tough jobs, especially when you're a young lady like you are, as a young woman, having three children and having all of that. How did you manage to beat the odds?
I mean, first I have to say that I am truly blessed with awesome children. I don't think if I didn't have the children that I had that are well-mannered, this journey probably wouldn't even exist for me. So that's number one, just being blessed with wonderful, excellent children. Secondly, I have to realize that where I started can't be where I end. You know, my purpose in life is greater than being a welfare recipient. I couldn't limit myself to saying, oh, I'm just going to be on welfare all my life. No, I only used it as a stepping stone. I had to put my pride aside to say, I do need the help. If I'm going to get through college, if I am going to succeed in life, I had to ask for the help. You know, so I did that. But I used it as a tool to be able to move further. And as time went on, I did that. And I couldn't let being a single parent stop me. My first day as a single parent was actually in a foreign country because initially I was supposed to be married. I was married when I was going to transition. But unfortunately, my marriage didn't make it on that plane. So I started as a single parent with no support system. I had to realize that I'm going to take that leap of faith. Nothing can go wrong at this point. I've been at the bottom. I've hit rock bottom. So it's only up from here.
You know, that's really interesting. So you had already accepted the position as a married woman?
Yes, we were supposed to move as a family.
Oh, wow. And then as things worked out, it didn't turn out that way. And you and your children went together.
Yeah. By the time my marriage had dissolved, I had already resigned from my job. I had already moved out of our home, so I was jobless and homeless, and I had to make a decision of whether I'm going to stay and try to start over or whether I'm just going to go ahead and get on that plane and see where life takes me.
Well, it's taken you some wonderful places, which is my next question.
Yes,
as
ma'am.
As a single parent, how can you afford to travel the world, especially with three children? Just alone, it's tough, much less with three children.
I agree. It can definitely be tough. But what I've always learned is that you have to surround yourself with like-minded people. And I always wanted to travel, so I surrounded myself with a group of over 10,000 other travelers in a Facebook group called Nomadic Travel Tribe, and they've taught me how to budget and travel within my budget. So there's always deals that come and go that I learned to book. So then I learned different methods of how to get cheaper tickets, when to book the tickets. For instance, there was a deal for one airline for us to fly from Dubai to the Philippines. Tickets that normally would total $1,800 for four tickets, I was able to book those same tickets for $120 total.
For four people?
For four people. So in October, my children and myself were going to be going to the Philippines for $120. You know, so there are always, people automatically assume international travel should be expensive. But there are methods and ways, and I actually have an article about it on my website, of how I travel with my children on a budget.
Well, I'll be sure to share with people to visit your website and get the article about it there. Did you say Nomadic Travel Guides?
It's Nomadness Travel Tribe.
Oh, okay. I'll get the spelling from you later.
Okay.
But that is truly inspirational again, because when you expand your horizons, since I love to travel and I've traveled the world quite a bit, I know that when you have that perspective of different countries, it expands your
mindset and your thinking process. And for you to be providing that to your children at such a tender age will help shape them into the kind of adults that have that kind of worldwide view of life and possibilities.
I agree. And when I did become a single parent, one thing that I said is that I wanted to give my children the world, which is what every parent says.
Yes.
But when I said it, I meant it literally. I'm going to give them the world. And it's for them to do whatever they choose with it after that.
Absolutely. So that's amazing. And now I'm wondering, because I know there's listeners who would ask, how can I figure it out? What advice could you give to someone who's going through a divorce?
The first thing, I feel like you have to find yourself. Don't let this take you. You can't just sit in the bed and wallow in your sorrows. You have to use this as a tool to gain strength. Like, I knew that my children were watching me, so I didn't shed any tears. I had to pick myself up and keep it moving, because life does not end at divorce at all for us. This is a time for you to realize what you're good at, you know, what your path in life is. And finally, take that leap of faith, because the only person you're depending on at this point is you, and your children can be depending on the same if you do have children. So you have to keep moving. You have to keep pushing.
Yes, and I think as soon as you keep moving forward, things will come. And
exactly.
Then opportunities open up to you, because you're not stuck in inertia.
Right, exactly.
So
I so agree.
As a single parent, do you have a day when you feel low or down? and if so, how do you pick yourself back up?
And you know what? It's funny that my mom, she asked me this all the time. She said, "Tanae, do you ever have a bad day?" You know, and at this point in life, yes, I do. I'm human, you know, but it's about how I go about it. You know, I have bad days, and I might say to myself, okay, today is going to be a bad day, but I'm not going to sit there and cry and wallow. I'm going to do something positive to try to make myself feel better. So, yes, of course I have bad days. I have days when I'm wondering, did I make the right choice, you know, as far as getting a divorce? So there will be times where you sit against yourself. That's human. But you have to keep pushing. You have to keep moving. You can't stay stuck in that one bad day.
Absolutely. You have to keep pushing. You have to keep moving. Have you learned a second language or a third language as well?
I do know a little bit of Arabic. My students kind of teach me on a day-to-day, so I know the basics. I know how to say shut my door. I know how to say good morning, sit down, stop talking. So I do know the basics, you know.
Yeah. So are you teaching English then?
I actually teach high school math, and, you know, I speak in English. So my students do know English as a second language.
Oh, that's wonderful. You teach math.
Yes, to local girls.
That's amazing. I'll tell you right now, I couldn't teach math. So that's pretty awesome. And how did you find this opportunity in another country? Because there may be people going, okay, she's convinced me. How do I do that?
Well, it actually kind of fell in my lap. I've never even considered moving to another country until a young lady walked into my school that I used to work at in Texas, and she used to work at that school before I got there. And she was visiting, and I was like, well, who is this young lady? I've never seen her before. And so someone said, well, she works overseas. You know, she lives in Abu Dhabi now, and she absolutely loves it. And I'd never heard of Abu Dhabi ever before in my life. So I did some research, and I found out how to go about applying. So I went online. There are some recruiting sites. If you are a teacher, you can go to teachaway.com. They recruit for overseas teaching. Footprintsrecruiting.com or teachanywhere.com. Those are three websites, teachers can go to find overseas jobs. So I did exactly that. I applied online to different recruiters, and within a day or two, I had an over-the-phone interview, which then within a month turned into a face-to-face interview. And within 120 days, I had packed up my life and moved, all based on the whim of what one person visiting, you know, told me.
That is amazing. Now, this face-to-face, was it over Skype, or did they fly you there?
No, they actually fly in, because when they're recruiting, they recruit very heavily. So they have certain cities within America where they'll send all of their recruits, and they'll recruit, you know, hundreds of people at one time. Yeah, so teachers are very high demand right now in certain countries. So the principals come to America, and they actually interview us face-to-face.
They do?
Yes.
That's amazing. And just to clarify, the reason why I asked the question is because I have a client that's in Australia.
Okay.
And the way that I got that client was that they interviewed me face-to-face over Skype.
Yes, it is a new thing now. Yes, it is.
So that's why I wondered when you said face-to-face. I thought, is it a Skype interview as well? Do you have any final comments that you want to share with our listeners?
I would just encourage them to think beyond what I consider domestic thinking. To think beyond, you know, what people say you should do. And actually do what you think is best for you. You think outside of the box. You know, right now, my next step for myself and my, you know, my children, I hope to, within the next 2 years, be able to leave the United Arab Emirates and travel the world for 1 year and homeschool them. Now, when I tell people this, they may think I'm crazy or I'm insane, but I'm an out-the-box thinker at this point, and I know that anything is possible for me and for my children. So I would just encourage anyone to jump. Jump and take that leap of faith.
Jump and take that leap of faith. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Tanae, for an inspirational interview. And my thanks to all of you, our listeners, for joining us today for the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. Join us again next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I will leave you with these final thoughts. You don't have to take life the way it comes to you. By converting your dreams into goals and your goals into plans, you can design your life to come to you the way you want it. You can live your life on purpose instead of by chance or default. And that comes from whatever it takes, the goal. And then one final word here from Goethe, one of my favorite quotations. He says, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. At the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never have occurred otherwise. A whole stream of events issues from your decision, raising in your favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance which no man would have dreamed would have come your way. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. Tanae did, and you see the result. Thank you very much for being my guest, Tanae. Remember to find yourself, live your dreams, and be happy. And also follow the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown. Then leave your comments about today's show.